Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries.
So just to start off with, what do you think has driven more women to decide against raising children?
I think as much as we still experience as women pressure around that certain age to have kids, it's just an expectation that's there. There seems to be this growing confidence that women can choose not to have children and have a fulfilled life, you know, whether they fill that with career or travel, or other things that they enjoy. There's just not this, you know, expectation in themselves to have kids.
And do you feel like perhaps a lot of these choices could potentially be based off ideologies such as perhaps feminism or environmentalism and the growth we are seeing in those ideologies?
Yeah, there are people who, you know, are seeing the bigger picture and they're worried about the environmental impact of, you know, overpopulation, and they're not feeling the need to add to that problem, especially if they don't have those, you know, maternal feelings.
And so, I mean, obviously you did mention before, you know, it has been a situation where in the past a lot of pressure has been put on women to have kids and raise a family. What are perhaps some of the repercussions women could face if they don't do this?
Yeah, repercussions if they choose not to have children?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the women I spoke to, I sort of spoke to a woman in her 20s, her 40s and her 60s. And the woman I spoke to in her 60s was more than happy with her decision, to be honest. And as a baby boomer, I kind of expected she would have had the most pressure to have children. But in fact, she said, look, I worked in the arts. It was a very accepting environment, that you could be who you wanted to be and make those choices, you know, without fear of judgment. So she was really lucky in that regard. But I did speak to a psychologist who said, you know, she does speak to some women in their 50s that they regret not having children, that they wish when they had those doubts that they just bitten the bullet and gone for it and given it a crack. But even in those situations, it's hard to sort of say if they would have been better off having kids, because, you know, they're not comparing it to that. They don't know what their life would have turned out like otherwise. So yeah, regret is a, you know, possible repercussion, but all the women I spoke to are really positive. Another reason people say, oh, you know, what about in your old age, you're going to be lonely. And this 66-year-old Sally was saying, I can't rely on, you know, kids to be around in my old age, and I'm responsible for my loneliness, etc. So they all had a really good outlook on it.
That is a really positive way of looking at life as well. Obviously, this is very much a gendered issue. What is your take on perhaps the gender imbalance associated with this pressure?
Yeah, well, I haven't actually spoken to any men for this article, but there was one of the women, Amy, who's 27, and her husband, Brad, has decided not to have kids, and they're actually considering a vasectomy to make sure that those plans aren't threatened. And I feel like they, or in terms of what she was saying, they do feel pressure as a couple, you know, in social situations. When are you guys going to have kids? And they've actually started lying and saying, we can't have kids, just to stop the conversation. They're feeling, you know, it happens that much. So I can't speak for men. I didn't go into that side of things in this article, but I feel like potentially they would, you know, experience less pressure because they can go off and have amazing careers and have kids in, you know, society's eyes, which lots of mothers pull off as well. But yeah, I'd say that's definitely in existence for sure.
Well, Kelly, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Tess. Have a good arvo.
You too.